This is 92.9 FM KCUF, pirate radio for Boulder Creek and the San Lorenzo River Valley. I want to thank you for letting me help close out your Sunday evening, but I also want to warn you to stay well back from your radio for the rest of the night, and be sure and wash your hands after cranking up the volume. Old Vince is a bit under the weather today. I wouldn't want any of you to contract whatever this shit is that's bugging me.
Mother's milk, steady as a siren. Though my whiskers smell of soap, my pistol smells of iron. This front porch is higher than the rest of this poor town. I piss every day away, watch the sun go down. If I was a gambling man way I used to be, those downtown gals that gather round just to watch the likes of me, those lazy bones would tumble, those lazy bones would roll. I'd pick out my downtown gal and give her all my gold. Hey, hey, whippoorwill sings all kinds of foolish things. All I know is if I had I'd be gone by then. Now once a year this old hotel fills up at harvest time. Mexicans and gypsy kids, mostly friends of mine, they all come in at sundown, fill my whiskey glass, sit and sing a song. In the old days I worked with them, I worked till the work was done. The crew we had back in those days, we were always number one. Northward with the season, southward in the fall, till I got hurt in the oil patch, boys I had it all. Hey, hey, whippoorwill sings all kinds of crazy. All I know is if I had wings, I'd be gone by now. Single crop came in. Nothing moves on Main Street now but an Oklahoma wind. I am just a shadow of the man I used to be, and I wish I had someone to sing the long black veil with me. Hey, hey, whippoorwill-sings all kinds of crazy. All I know is if I had wings, I'd be gone by now. Hey, hey, whippoorwill sings all kinds of foolish things. All I know is if I had wings, I'd be gone.
We got to get together sooner or later. holler, there's a thriving town, a treasure trove that makes the world go round. When the city barons bring their legal papers and guns, oh darling, don't be afraid to run. When we came to settle here, we came to stay. Maybe raise a family, earn a decent wage. Now every public servant reeks of suspicion. So darling, don't be afraid to run. Liaison. Oh darling, don't be afraid to run. Darling, don't be afraid to run. And don't turn your back on the noonday sun. The people will greet you with derision. You'll never be there.
About defending the indefensible, or to put it in the poetic words of Kenny Rogers, you gotta know when to hold 'em and know when to fold 'em. Don't be a skirt to run. Cool song there from Greg Graffin. Something in the Air was from Thunderclap Newman, an FM radio classic back in the day. Gone by Now was Karen Kane, and we heard the AM radio classic by Del Shannon, Runaway. Good evening to you. Vince Vinyl here with you on non-corporate KCUF FM. I got an email from Bob Bennion and Ben Lohman a bit ago reminding me that Sunday is a day of religious observation for a lot of folks. So we'll go ahead and blow that whole deal right out of the water right after this news break.
This is the personal nurse in the KCUF newsroom. The Jewish covenant is up for renewal with God. Here's Doyle Redland with the story.
The covenant between Abraham and the God of the Hebrews expired today, setting off fierce renegotiations between Jews and God's legal counsel. Hollywood super agent Mike Ovitz is negotiating for the Jews.
If God thinks we're just going to roll over and re-sign, he's got another thing coming.
Jews are hoping for a package deal, retaining their status as the chosen people, but with an additional 6% on the back end.
I'm a failed Christian, I don't go to church. I smoke and I drink and I lie and I curse. It never got to me, your sermon and all. You talked and talked about nothing at all. I'm a failed Christian. I got two recollections, taking the collection, and tears when the choir sang in harmony. It scared me half to death, I swore as I left, with an inside pocket full of change and memories. I'm a failed Christian. I'm a failed Christian. I've got my own church. I pray with my soul to this great universe. All over the world, the blood's on their hands. Religious instruction I can't understand. I'm a failed Christian. Failed Christian. I'm gonna meet my maker, a firm believer of spirit and music. There's a prayer in a song. I'm a failed Christian, and if I'm going under, then you're coming with me, that much I can tell. I'm a failed Christian, a failed Christian, y'all. Failed Christian. Failed Christian. Failed Christian. I'm a failed Christian. Failed Christian. Failed. Failed Christian. I'm a failed. I don't go to church, I smoke and I drink and I lie and I curse. Thank you.
dust on the Bible, dust on the floor. When you're all alone, it don't hurt anymore. You keep telling yourself it's just a matter of time, but there's not a minute goes by.
Feel
Warren Haynes and Government Mule, Time to Confess. Too long since your last confession, you have penance to attend. Danny Click was in the middle of that set, beautiful tone from his guitar, on a track called Dust on the Bible. And Brit Cat Niccolo was up first, Failed Christian. Howdy y'all, say I hope you are one of the many folks who will have the day off tomorrow. The third Monday in February is designated as President's Day, a national holiday initially established to honor George Washington and Abe Lincoln, whose February birthdays are 10 days apart. But what the heck we lumping together in a preset deal to let folks have a 3-day weekend? Way too much effort for us to individually honor two of the greatest humans this country has ever known. Hard to get your head around the fact that Abe Lincoln was a Republican. Here's George Carlin to point out how the more things change, the more they stay the same with the current Republican Party.
I really haven't seen this many people in one place since they took the group photographs of all the criminals and lawbreakers in the Ronald Reagan administration. Yeah. 225 of them so far. 225 different people in the Ronald Reagan administration have either quit, been fired, been arrested, indicted, or convicted of either breaking the law or violating the ethics code. 225 of them. And Edwin Meese alone has been investigated by 3 separate special prosecutors, and there's a 4th one waiting for him in Washington right now. 3 separate special prosecutors have had to look into the activities of the Attorney General, and the Attorney General is the nation's leading law enforcement officer. See, that's what you got to remember. This is the Ronald Reagan administration we're talking about. These are the law and order people. These are the people who are against street crime. They want to put street criminals in jail to make life safer for the business criminals. They're against street crime. Yeah, they're against street crime, providing that street isn't Wall Street. And the Supreme Court decided about a year ago that it's all right to put people in jail now if we just think they're going to commit a crime. It's called preventive detention. All you've got to do now is just think they're going to commit a crime. Well, if we'd have known this shit 7 or 8 years ago, we could have put a bunch of these Republican motherfuckers directly into prison. Yeah. Put them in the joint where they belong, and we could have saved the money of putting these country club pin-headed assholes on trial. Another thing you got to remember, this is the group of people who were elected with the help of the moral majority. Elected with the help of the moral majority and the Teamsters Union. That's a good combination. Organized religion and organized crime working together to help build a better America. Another thing. Keep in mind, these Reagan people are the ones that were going to get government off our backs. Remember that? That was the rhetoric of the 1980 campaign. We'll get government off your backs and out of your lives. Yeah, but they still want to tell you what magazines you can read, and they still want to tell you what rock lyrics you can listen to, and they still want to force your kids to pray in school, and they still want to tell you what you can say on the radio. The FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, decided all by itself that radio and television were the only two parts of American life not protected by the free speech provisions of the First Amendment to the Constitution. I'd like to repeat that because it sounds vaguely important. The FCC, an appointed body, not elected, answerable only to the president, decided on its own that radio and television were the only two parts of American life not protected by the First Amendment to the Constitution. And why did they decide that? Because they got a letter from a minister in Mississippi. A Reverend Donald Wildman in Mississippi heard something on the radio that he didn't like. Well, Reverend, did anyone ever tell you there are 2 knobs on the radio? Of course, I'm sure the Reverend isn't that comfortable with anything that has 2 knobs on it. But hey, Reverend, there are two knobs on the radio. One of them turns the radio off, and the other one changes the station. Imagine that, Reverend. You can actually change the station. It's called freedom of choice, and it's one of the principles this country was founded upon. Look it up in the library, Reverend, if you have any of them left when you finish burning all the books. Now, I don't know how you feel, but I have personally just about had it with these fucking church people. Just about had it. Yeah. You know what I say we should do with these churches? Tax them. Tax these motherfuckers. If they're so interested in politics and government and public policy, let them pay their fucking admission price like everybody else. You know what I mean? Tax them. Hey, the Catholic Church alone could wipe out the federal budget deficit if all you did was tax them on their real estate holdings. And speaking of real estate holdings, let's get back to Ronald Reagan and his criminal gang. When last we left them, they were going to get government off our backs. Yeah, but when it comes to abortion, they don't mind government being in a woman's uterus, do they? Yeah, backs are no good, but uterus is okay by them. These people call themselves right-to-lifers. Don't you love that phrase? And don't you love the way these kind of people pervert the English language, right-to-lifers? You realize that most of the right-to-lifers are in favor of the death penalty, and they support the South American death squads, and they're against gun control, and they're against nuclear weapons control. When they say right-to-life, they're talking about their right to decide which people should live or die. So these right-wingers... You know, so these Reagan people, these right-wingers in general, these crypto-fascists, they're against homosexuality. They're against pornography. They're against sex education. They're against abortion. Yeah, they're going to get government off your back, but they're going to tell you how to live your sex life. And let me ask you this, how would they know anything about it? Have you ever taken a look at those people? No wonder they're afraid of their bodies. Take a look at them. Doesn't it strike you as mildly ironic that most of the people who are against abortion are people you wouldn't want to fuck in the first place? Doesn't it strike you a little strange?
do you want from me?
Throws it back to me. I spend a lifetime looking.
What a bitchin' song. That was MJ, of course, Michael Jackson, and Give In To Me. We heard from Pink Floyd, our fortnightly minimum dose of Pink Floyd. That one from the Division Bell LP. It was What Do You Want From Me? And two fine instrumental pieces were at the front end in the set. The first was probably familiar to many of you. It was the opening theme from the outstanding HBO TV series Game of Thrones. And the other was a dynamite track called Albion from Kevin Shirley and Jeff Bova. Pretty sure Joe Bonamassa was in on that one as well. It was the theme music to open his Carnegie Hall shows a year or so back. You're listening to 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek, and I'm Vince Vinyl. Man, it seems like I've been sick the entire year so far. Came in today for some rock and roll therapy, see if I can shake this deal. Seems to be working okay so far.
There's a cry across the heartland, a yearning for the days gone by. And in little old Cordon, Indiana, they're happy and they'll tell you why. They got butt drugs, they love butt drugs, butt drugs, butt drugs.
I love butt drugs.
I recommend butt drugs for everybody.
I can always count on butt drugs.
When I think drugs, I think butt drugs.
For all my health needs, I turn to butt drugs.
You want hometown service and cheap hot coffee
and liquor. Now that's the ticket.
You can tell Walmart, CVS, and Walgreens exactly where to stick it. Ba-ba-ba butt drugs.
We love butt drugs.
Butt drugs won't let you down.
Ba-ba-ba butt drugs.
Free parking in the rear.
Ba-ba-ba butt drugs.
I love butt drugs.
Tried everything I can.
just survive. If I hadn't raised my head, you would have buried me alive. Don't take it lying down. Give them as good as they gave you. Don't take it lying down. That's some cheap stuff. If I shout who's going to hear, I'm drowned out with the tide. Love to hear your point of view. Could there be another side? Don't take it lying down. Thank you.
throughout those years of war.
Upon his death, son, don't shed a tear.
feet. Mrs. Robinson, my only life, nearer to God than to thee.
Freedom.